Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, 2 for Tuesday in a cobalt blue polo today. Good to see you today. This is my lucky polo. It has brought me much prosperity. This is the secret polo that I bring out when it's produce results time. I have spoken in this polo many, many times, and it is the Edge polo. So welcome to the Edge Facebook Live this afternoon. Andrea, good to see you. I'm going to be seeing you in 2 weeks, Andrea. Good afternoon, everyone. My privilege, old school Andrea. Remember the old days when you used to listen to the More Heart Than Talent Mindset call back in the day? Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs. Dana, good to see you here early in the day, Dana. Usually you watch late in the evening. It's so good to be here with you. Good afternoon, everyone. 2 for Tuesday. Ready to get my Mel Gibson ponytail out from the movie The Patriot. Karen Landon. That's right, Karen. Great color on me. That's what I said. Karen, you may remember this polo from back in the day when I spoke in South Carolina. I'm going to get my South Carolina on today and get my Mel Gibson ponytail from the movie The Patriot. Remember when Gibson's hiding behind a tree when the British are coming? I'm having visions of that. So good afternoon, everyone. So good to be here with you. Karen, love the picture of the horse. Andrea, good to have you here this afternoon. And Dana, the friend of Jerome. So what year did you see me speak in Philadelphia, Dana? If you can remember that. Aaron, how are you this afternoon? Good to connect with you, Aaron Knight. Aaron, I'd love to see more videos, music videos of you. Aaron Knight, rock star musician. Also, Aaron is an exceptional mindset coach, specifically on the modality of breathing, releasing, and letting go. I coached Aaron for 2 years. That is Aaron Knight in Toronto, Canada, and he is one of us. Good to see you, Aaron. Here's the book that I've been rereading for the at least 10th time, The Map of Consciousness Explained. And that content has been spurred by my client, Josh Waxman, who is coming to Millionaire Blueprint. I've been Josh's coach for 8 years. He hired me when he was 18 years old in 2014. Scott Lucas, good to see you. This feels like the sobriety consciousness call that we have on Sunday nights. It is a little after 1 o'clock Pacific, 4:04 Eastern Standard Time. Is that right? Yes, 4:04 Eastern Standard Time. Topic for today's Facebook Live is this right here. Finding the edge. Finding your edge, honing your belief. It's like this. It's like taking that knife and sharpening the stick. Gene Howard, good to see you. And Gene, thank you for all the great comments and the shares in the past few days. I'm very, very privileged to be your future coach and friend. Good afternoon, everyone. So here's something that's really good. So in this book, Hawkins covers the ABCs of business. It's really awesome. So in this book right here, he has a section that I'm going to show you real quickly. The section is on attraction, and it is a really, really good piece of content for you on attraction right there. The ABCs. So I have it highlighted. Step number 5 right there, attraction. And he breaks down organic attraction is a much higher frequency than paid for advertising. So organic attraction means the people you attract because of the person you become. It comes from service, it comes from value, it comes from task well done, it comes from referrals, it comes from suiting up and showing up and being there day after day, and being of service, being of value. And you begin to attract to reality people who feel that energy, they feel that vibration, they feel that emotion, they feel a telepathic message that is clear, not mixed. When you're in a mixed message, when you're good enough, not good enough, you're in and out, you're overwhelmed and not overwhelmed, and you're in that space of duality, in that mixed message, you'll attract people to fulfill those feelings. But as you find that edge, that inner inspiration. Now, yesterday's Facebook Live, last night's Facebook Live, was on being and staying inspired. So today's Facebook Live is on, as you're inspired, is that edge. Now, I'm right-handed, so my edge is right there. So See that right there? That's the clinch. Dr. Colleen Sable Olitsky has joined us. Colleen is a top-tier dentist. Her and her husband are rock star dentists in Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra, Florida. And she will also tell you that many people who clench, that grind in the edge, then creates TMJ. Now, the edge I'm talking about still comes from there, right there. It's that edge. It's that inner edge, but it's not a grind like this. See, and that's pressure. But this edge right here is when it's like this. And that edge is cool, quiet, calm, transmutable energy. It's etheric, it's emotional, it's white light energy. That's right, Colleen. It's the inner fire. It's the don't fuck with me fire. Because you have no idea how my edge is. It's like, don't push my buttons. I mean, I can neutralize it, but if you want to fight, bring it on, Chief. Because you have stepped into the ring with the wrong patriot. And so these people that underestimate us, they have no idea that inner fire in us. They have no idea that edge that we know how to refine and fine tune. We are silent producers. But when you rattle our cage, it's the wrong cage to rattle. And Josh Moore has just joined us. I've watched Josh power lift. Josh, do you lift 500 pounds? I mean, I watched some of your videos. Tell us how much you do power lift. Josh has that edge. Josh was a wrestler at Arizona State University. I was a varsity basketball player at Iowa Western Community College. I played against one guy named Clay Johnson. He scored 71 points against us. He went on to play in the NBA for 3 years with the Los Angeles Lakers. I played against top tier talent when I was 19 and 20 in junior college basketball. And you had to bring your edge to practice because practice was like a battle. It was a battle zone in practice, playing 5-on-5 with people from unique experiences and unique backgrounds. And that edge that you pull, I mean, that's the edge you bring into your business. So here's what Josh wrote. I just pulled 500 pounds for 2 reps from a 3-inch deficit last night. Is that the video I watched, Josh? I believe it is. So I watched Josh do a video today, 500 pounds. Now, Josh is 5'8". And I mean, if you look him up, I mean, that's, once again, that's not possible, but Josh doesn't live in the world of possible. Josh has the edge. That's why Josh is speaking at my event, Millionaire Blueprint. Josh met me when he was a young man in 2012, many moons ago. He was 19 years old. And I watched him go through a series of ups and downs to where he is the leader that people are looking for today. He has that edge. I have that edge. I was born with it. Didn't know what to do with it once athletics were over. And I felt very, very deflated without athletics because I didn't know what to do with that edge. I turned that edge into an addiction edge. And that was, I couldn't seem to drink enough because I could drink myself under the table. I couldn't, one line was too many and 1,000 wasn't enough. Josh is 5'7", 175. Okay, so you do the math on that. Josh is 5'7", 175, and he's lifting 500 pounds. That is an edge. So that doesn't mean you go out and lift 500 pounds, but if you can just lift this pen and you can lift a telephone up and you can call a lead, that's your 500 pounds today. That's the edge. But you will have no edge when you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you're intimidated by other people, you have no edge. You're in a place called cowardice. You're afraid of the outcome that hasn't happened. You're giving too much power to people that don't deserve the power. When you're worried about the outcome that hasn't happened, you are giving your power away. There is no edge. You can't man up, woman up. You can't cowboy up, cowgirl up. You can't put that left foot in the stirrup and swing that right foot over because you're afraid you will rack yourself or injure yourself. Or you don't have those brass things called balls. I mean, this is where you have to let go of your anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened. I have my blue shirt on, Josh. This is the production shirt. This is the edge shirt. This is the game changing shirt. I mean, it's just a metaphor. I mean, there's no power in the shirt other than what I give it. But I give it a lot of power because it's blue and gold. It's maize and gold. That's the color. And so those are my two favorite colors. Andrew says, My husband Drew and I are looking forward to connecting with you, Josh, in 2 weeks. So, Josh, there's two people who are going to feel your edge. So, Josh Shea, good to see you this afternoon. So, Susan Dampier, today's call, today's Facebook Live is about that edge. You have it, Susan. It's what inspires you. So, the edge isn't something that drives you, because that's too much force. But the edge is what inspires you. Is what allows you to get up in the day. It's that inner motherfucker that's in you that's like, oh my God, I'm bringing it today, baby. I have it. That's the edge. But you can't burn out on the edge, because if you're too intense in that edge, you exhaust yourself. But the edge is really a calm, quiet, cool, inspired energy that you bring to the game every single day. It's your A game, and it's every day. It's not, you don't have an F game. There's no pass or fail. It's either in or out. I mean, it's really what it is. It's you either, I'm 65 years old going on 66. I coach 14, 15 hour days, and people go, how do you do it? My answer is, well, why wouldn't I? What kind of question is that? Who even asked me that question? I'll tell you who asked me that question. People who don't have the edge. There's no secret to it. I'm from a town this big, 7,500 people. No one mentored me. I wasn't, no spoon in my mouth, no blue blood. I didn't join a fraternity. I was in GDI, goddamned independent. I mean, that edge comes from the inner inspiration. It's the desire to be the best. Have you ever seen footage of Pete Maravich? That dude is the best basketball player possibly in the history of the game. But if you understand his history, he grew up with a basketball from age 3. What he could do with his ambidextrous moves, there's a black and white video when Pete lights up the New York Knicks in 1977 for 68 points. Now, it's an hour video. 10 minutes of it make you want to go out and shoot baskets. It makes me want to go out and shoot baskets because, like, it's, oh my God. I used to practice that, and the term was Pistol Pete. Where'd you get those moves? Well, he got those moves by playing 14 hours a day by himself on a basketball court. It's called repetition and experience. And then when he went on the court, he always had his A game. For 3 years back-to-back at LSU, he averaged 40-plus points a game with no three-point shot. I mean, if he would have had a three-point shot, they've calculated that he would have averaged 52 points a game in college basketball. I mean, that is off the charts, and it's that A game. I mean, he just lit it up, and you can do that also. That will be your story when you have one of those days where you close 10 sales. Carl Mason is on today's Facebook Live. Carl's a remarkable man. Carl didn't beat cancer. Carl didn't overcome cancer. Carl is free of cancer. And because Carl is free of cancer, Carl is one of the best cancer coaches in the world. Carl just told me last night that he went to bed one night and woke up and the money was in his account like it's supposed to be. Because people are feeling his energy that he's transmuting, and they are hiring him without talking to him. And I told Carl, I go, well, Carl, that is how it is supposed to be. I had one of those moments Friday at a $15,000 Friday. I mean, that can be your story also. That happens to me occasionally because of that edge. And that edge is what must inspire you daily. The edge doesn't drive you, and the edge doesn't force you. The edge is your edge. That edge is personal, because you are not going to have bad days, because it just doesn't happen to you anymore. It's just not worth the energy. You do not give your power away to people any longer, because you do not give your power away. It just isn't worth the energy, because you are so done with this. You don't find yourself in trauma bonds, in panic pattern relationships anymore. You don't attract men and women who are toxic anymore, because you have your edge. It's not, you don't have your edge back, you have your edge. And I see people go, I want to get my life back. Well, what are you talking about? Your life has always been a wreck. It's your life now, not back, it's now. It's your edge right now. Cassiopeia Turcotte is on today's Facebook Live. Cassie was a varsity basketball coach. Cassie, you can correct me, but I believe her career record in high school basketball was around 85 and 32. and she is a phenomenal brander. She's also a treasure hunter, and she is an amazing woman. She finds stones, and she finds coins, treasure hunting. I mean, she has that edge. She goes into the jungle. She goes into the forest, and she finds treasures. That's the edge. Who even does that? I mean, once again, who even comes up with that? I would, she would, you would. You could be a treasure hunter, and people would think you're crazy because they're crazy. Narcissists want you to think you're crazy. Narcissists hate you because they hate themselves. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to find that edge. They want to steal that edge from you. They want to drag you down into the crab bucket because you have the courage to crawl out of it. That's your edge. That edge, and you have to be able to deliver that edge. And that edge is that, by God, I will not be denied in a relaxed body. That's the edge. But the edge can't be forced. It can't come from anger. It must come from passion. Now, the edge can come from being pissed off at yourself occasionally, but it can't come from pride, because pride is the kind that, because when you're prideful, then you'll fuck up, you'll make mistakes. But when you let go of pride and you let go of force, then you're in power. I guarantee you that if you go, Josh, go ahead and post that video on my timeline and include me in it. So you'll watch Josh lift 500 pounds. He's 175 pounds. You do the math on that. How is that possible? How does a 175 pound man lift 500 pounds? Well, ask him. Reach out to him. There's more to it than science and physics. There's a place in that called desire. And in that desire, the desire is to be and stay his best. It's not to prove it any longer. Josh isn't a Division I athlete anymore. He's doing this for himself, not for anyone else. And once again, that comes from the edge. And your edge is to be able to produce results from the comfort of your home on back-to-back days without relapsing. And there are no more cheat days. There are no more bad days. They are days. The days are routines. They're back-to-back days. They're not good and they're bad and they're not black and white and they're not, oh my God. But they're days. They're days of consistent production because you have the edge. And that edge is what will allow you to have your first $4,000 month, your first $40,000 month, your first $400,000 year. It will allow you to have your first $10,000 month, $20,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. Right now, I have two young men that are in their 20s that are having $80,000 months. One is a hard money lender and one in real estate, in their 20s, 24 and 26. While I'm coaching them, this is happening. Well, I mean, people go, oh my God, it's so difficult in real estate. Well, not when you sell $1.4 million properties and not when you sell $2.4 million properties and the commissions are $30,000 and $40,000. See, once again, this means that some of you will have to expand your money consciousness. So I want to make sure you understand this. I'm coaching a 24-year-old man and a 26-year-old man who are having $80,000 months in their own businesses as professional salespeople. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. I coached a woman just a few hours ago who has $60,000 a month with three children. I mean, once again, this could be your story. This could be you right here, right now. Julia, so good to see you, Julia. Honored to be your coach and friend. Ron Ziegler, good to see you. Beth Ireland, Dorothy Wirt, one of my longest standing clients in the Golden Mastermind Archives, is on today's call. I've been Dorothy's coach since 2002. Dorothy is also a veteran. Give Dorothy a hand. She has stood the gaff in the annals of war. Good to see you. She's also a first responder, a firewoman, and has many, many, many qualities of service and value for her community. Elvira LaMontagne, did I get it right? LaMontagne, Elvira. Elvira is a rock star artist. Julia, so good to see you. Julia, was that awesome to meet my friend Eric last night? I took Julia Marie last night. I introduced her to my friend Eric Sweeney, who owns the restaurant in Kansas City, Hayward's Barbecue. And that business, when he bought it, was doing $200,000 a year. He took it to $2.4 million a year. Once again, could be your story. I watched it all happen. I participated in it. I was his coach when he was at rock bottom. I flew him out and let him stay with me for a month and work for me because he had lost his edge. So Dorothy said, just sworn in on ESD board. Congratulations. So Elvira, go ahead and post your website where people can see your art. Good to see everyone here this afternoon. Corey Van Winkle, a rock star producer. So the topic for today's Facebook Live is your edge. Elvira, do you paint from that edge? You have that edge when you're painting and you see the colors in the background and you create on command. Ashley Jordan, how are you this afternoon? Ashley, Josh Morin is on today's Facebook Live, who at 175 pounds lifts 500 pounds. That is the edge. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. My suggested reading for you today is this right here, The Map of the Scale of Consciousness. So find your edge, hone your belief. So that means give yourself permission to really find that edge today. Jean, how are you this afternoon? Dana, thank you. Inspiring. Bless you all. Off to kill it at work tonight. Yes, pour those drinks. Jean, good to see you this afternoon. Colleen, thank you, Colleen, for reminding me I'm crushing it. Susan, thank you so much. An honor to have coached all of you. I think 99 9/10% of you on today's Facebook Live. And a little update on the Millionaire Apprentice. Henry Klauke is here getting mentored by Dylan Albertson. So you'll see a new Millionaire Apprentice very soon. And I will be posting dates for the December Millionaire Blueprint very soon. So those of you who are not able to attend the August one, I will be posting that very, very soon. Brenda, thank you. Brenda is crushing in real estate. I want to make sure I acknowledge Brenda. Brenda has at least 6 closes coming up in the next few days. So Brenda's going to know what a $20,000, $30,000 a month is right here, right now. That's the edge, right here, right now. So have a great afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.